This audio is a continuation of the Rivals to Something More audio on Patreon.
Hello, yes, excuse me. So sorry to interrupt your conversation. You all look like a lively bunch. How are you enjoying the drink?
I handpicked the brand personally. They cost a fair bit of dosh.
Delighted to hear it. I hope you all have a wonderful evening, but... I'm afraid I must rush to my point. You, good sir, in the red. Can you come with me for a moment? There is a situation that I'm afraid requires your attention. A guest here is requesting you personally in the lounge. He says that you were to meet him there?
No, truly. I insist. He says that he knows you and is awaiting your presence.
He referenced you by name and looked to a T. It's how I was able to locate you in the first place. Worry not, all the rest of you. I will not keep him for long. He shall return momentarily. Come along, best not to keep the poor fellow waiting.
Do you know me?
Oh, I'd imagine you've seen my face once or twice. But it's a masquerade, my good chap.
The whole purpose is to guess who is who.
This room, right here.
I shall lock the door to ensure no one disturbs us.
All right, enough of that. Hey, Blossom. It's been a while, hasn't it? What are you doing here? You don't seem like the type to attend a masquerade for fun. How could I tell? There's nothing wrong with your disguise, Blossom. In fact, it's really good. But come on. Nobody in the crowd is as hot as you. I realized who you were the moment you stepped through the doors.
Yes, you still look just as sexy as the last time I was on top. Okay, I'm getting sidetracked. Look what you do to me. But back to the point. What are you doing here?
Need to know basis.
You have a target here, don't you? Who is it?
Me first.
I'm here to make sure nothing bad happens to my employer, Valenzuela. He's a paranoid bloke, and he wanted some extra muscle watching from the shadows. In fact, this whole masquerade was his idea to draw out the people trying to kill him. And it looks like it worked. So I take it, you're here for Valenzuela's head. Okay. First of all, excellent quick draw there, you were only half a second slower than me. Second of all, let's both put our guns down. I'm not here to stop you. In fact, I'm here to warn you, and to ask for your help. Someone in the crowd is stalking you. It looks like another assassin. He might have figured out who you are. I've seen him watching you from a distance. He's wearing a blue suit and has a butterfly mask. I haven't confirmed yet, but it's possible that the handkerchief he's got on him is laced, and he may be carrying something in his sleeves. So if he offers the handkerchief to you, you'd better off him first.
Why am I telling you this?
Because if anyone is going to kill you, I want it to be me, not some random asshole. And if some random asshole does kill you, I really don't want to have to go through all the trouble of going on a long rampage just to find him and make him pay. Lord knows being an assassin already gives me enough troubles to deal with. Darling, I still have fantasies of the last night we spent together, and I really badly want to create that sensation almost weekly. Circumstances lead us to be enemies, but I for one quite enjoyed the last time we held each other at knife point. It was nothing short of exhilarating. So, it's in my best interest to keep you alive for as long as I can. And if you're here to kill my employer for the evening, fine. I won't stop you. I'm still technically your biggest fanboy, Blossom. Well, it's also because I just recently discovered he has a hand in some pretty shady dealings around here. Turns out he's a runaway from the Oracle Crime Syndicate. I didn't know it signing up. The guy is highly paranoid, and as it turns out, his last security detail was disposed of shortly after their first shift. And the one before that, same thing. He hires new people for jobs like this, does the dirty work he needs, then disposes of anyone involved. I don't know for sure, but it's highly likely he's going to dispose of me and the other bodyguards the moment this masquerade is over. And if I try to leave, he's going to know, and he and his gang will track me down. The only way I could possibly get out of this night alive is if you kill him first. So, my life is entirely in your hands tonight, such as it is. I need your help, Blossom. Look, I'll do whatever you want if you get me out of this. I mean that. Anything. So please, don't make me beg. Really? You want me to say it again? Fine. Blossom, I need your help. Please get me out of this alive. I'll owe you. In exchange, you want a repeat of last time? Actually? Blossom, oh my. I didn't take you as the type. Okay, sure. You help me out of this, I'll help you out of yours, if you catch my drift. Okay, so, on to how we're going to get you into Valenzuela's office. I have a plan. Here's one of my key cards. It should help you get through the security doors, but you'll have to slip in while the others are distracted. This, right here, is a vial of Mullen Barbary poison. It takes a second to take effect, but an entry wound will cause it to slowly enter the victim's bloodstream. Paralysis and death follow shortly after that. We're going to coat your blade in it. There will be a waltz on the dance floor. It's going to begin in about 10 minutes. When that happens, take me as your dance partner. When the music plays, get your blade ready. We find the man with the blue suit, and when the switches happen, go for the kill. Strike him quickly, then I'll switch to him as my dance partner. It'll take a second to take effect, and I'll act surprised and yell a lot to keep the attention away from you. Your stalker dies, and a window for you to escape is created. The other guards will likely be on alert, dealing with this situation. You'll have to act fast. You're also going to have to strike quickly to make sure nobody notices. Yeah, it's a bit risky. That's kind of thrilling, though. Isn't it? We're risking it all together. Putting it all on the line. As lovers in crime. God, I wanted this so badly. Wait. Yeah, you're right. We're not lovers. We never have been and we never will be. I was an idiot for letting that slip out. Forget you heard that. I forgot for a second that I'm still technically contractually obligated to kill you. But that's a story for another day. Anyway, dance with me, and have your blades ready. Got it? Okay. Here's the poison. I'll meet you on the dance floor in 10. Oh, and one last thing. Please don't kill any of the uniformed guards. A lot of them are just doing their job. You'll be saving their lives by taking out Val. Okay. See you soon! Excuse me, sire. Would you care to dance? You ready? Alright. Showtime. My. You're very graceful in your steps. And in that gorgeous outfit. I might say, you look dressed to kill. Oh, darling. You flatter me. I'm not so much graceful on my feet as I am nimble. It's all in the steps, you see. Moving and stepping to the rhythm. And it helps to know how to read your partner and adapt to their movements. Don't look now. He's moving up behind us. He looks like he suspects something is up. This is bad. Should we back out? Concerned about you? Piss off. If this doesn't work out, I'm the one taking the fall here. But that being said, if he kills you, I will make the brief moments of his remaining life a living hell. Blossom? Putting a hand on my face isn't part of the dance routine. God damn it, the nerve you have. Now to keep the guys up, I'm basically obligated to do the same thing, or we're gonna look asymmetrical. There. I've got one hand on your face, too. You're surprisingly warm. Actually, you're not just warm, you're hot, literally speaking. Okay. It looks like the switch is coming up. Is your blade ready? Okay. Anything else before whatever happens next? A kiss for luck? Fuck you. He's behind you. Good swing. And a switch! Oh, hello, sir. I must say, your form is quite beautiful. Are you feeling all right, sir? You look quite red in the face, and your steps are slowing down. Are you perhaps feeling weak in the knees? Does your pulse seem to be slowing down? Shh. Just close your eyes. The pale blossom never misses his mark. Oh my goodness! Sir! He just fell down! Someone! Get this man a doctor! Sir! Can you hear me? Good luck, Blossom. Someone just climbed out that window. It's gotta be. Blossom. Over here. How's Val? Target down. Music to my ears. Let's go then. It's only a matter of time before someone shows up, be that authorities, doctors, or other gang members. I have an exfil route already prepared, but what about you? You have a getaway driver? Alright, but... Wait. It's not the same one I knocked out last time, is it? Yeah, okay. I think I'd rather take my exfil route. I guess that means we're splitting for now. I'll find a way to contact you once we're both safe, so I can hold up my end of the bargain then. You saved my ass tonight. I owe you big time, and I intend to deliver. Stay safe, Blossom. You're coming with me? Oh. Oh, that sounds wonderful. You're gonna need to radio your driver that you found another route then, aren't you? Do that once we're off the premises. Come on. It's just down by the river. We'll probably have to get a little bit wet. Let's go. Quickly. Here we are. This is another one of my safe houses, similar in style and tone to the last one. We should be safe in here. Let me turn the heat on. Okay. I'm going to get out of these clothes. They're absolutely soaked. I'd suggest you do the same thing if you don't want to catch something. You have a bodysuit underneath your dress wear? Well, look at you being prepared. Either you hit your face on something hard or you find wet shirtless men hot. Blossom, your nose is bleeding. I'll take that as a compliment. I have my pants on still, not to worry. Good work back there. I know it wasn't the most subtle plan, but it was thrilling doing it with you. And we took out the other target. I don't know his name, but he seemed intent on ending you. Luckily, you ended him first. You're sitting next to me? Oh. You're welcome. I just came up with the idea and gave you the intel on the poison. You did the hard work. The kiss? Yes. It was absolutely incredible. The feeling of putting my lips against yours was exhilarating, I'll admit, in all the right ways. Okay, fine. You're a good kisser, Blossom. Is that what you wanted to hear? Although, it was only in the moment, and right before a switch, I didn't really get to enjoy it as much as I would have liked to. I would very much like to recreate it again, right here, with you. Any objections? Good. So, since we're sitting here and I'm already half naked, I see no reason not to uphold my end of the bargain right now. You want to be told what to do, don't you? You know, I can't believe the Pale Blossom has a domination kink, though somehow, it's oddly fitting. Sure. I can tell you exactly what to do. Blossom. Get on your knees. I said, I want you down on your knees. Do you need me to make you? All right. Knees. Now. Good boy. You can see where it's bulging, can't you? Judging by how hard you're staring, you certainly do. Take it out. Yeah. That was all you. You did this to me. Made me like this. Okay, I see you wasted no time putting your tongue around it. Wow. Wait a second. Have you been practicing? You did some research. Really? And for whose sake, might I ask? Good answer. God, you're so fucking hot. Yeah. Yeah, it feels good when you cup the balls like that. Okay. Okay, stop. Stop. I want you bare-chested, right now. Blossom, what part of I want you bare-chested could possibly be mistaken for grab me and pin me to the ground beneath you? Tear it off? Oh, honey. You're not the one making demands here, remember? I'm going to tear that top off. But because I was going to anyway, not because you told me to. Oh yeah. That's so hot. Seeing your shirt torn open, revealing your bare chest as you're hovering above me. God, you're so hot. I can feel you rubbing against my deck. Do you want it inside you? Say you want my dick inside you.
No. Nice try. But your bratty act has resulted in me being on top of you. You have to tell me you want it first. I'm not giving it for free. And now that I'm on top of you, you don't have a choice. Say it. Say it. Come on. You know you want to. Again. Good. Then I'll enter you. How does that feel? Good. Great. Perfect. Put your hands on the other side of your head. Let me lock my finger in yours. My fingers. Let me lock my fingers in yours. Shut up. I want to hold your hands and look you in the eyes while I fuck you. Yeah. That's such a lewd expression. You look like you're gonna pass out. You're such a turn on. Yeah. Yeah, you like this. You like names? Want me to call you something? Like a filthy degenerate? Hottest fucking assassin I've ever met. I'd be the one to top the Pale Blossom. This is a story I wish I could tell. But no one would believe me. Swallowed. Did you enjoy that? Oh yeah, you did. Hold on. You've still got a little cum on your face.
Ow.
You're actually stopping me from cleaning you up. Wow. You're a little kinkier than I thought. I love it. Well, I would kiss you right now, but your lips aren't exactly clean. But that was fun. I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you for saving my life, Blossom. You're a pretty reliable guy. And great at sex, holy shit. Now,
If you need a place to clean up, this place has a bathroom just over there. I'm going to crash on the mattress in the corner for a bit and clean myself up. You can head out whenever you want, or you can crash here with me. We're going to have to lie low for a bit while Val's guys give up the hunt. And, considering what we did to your clothing, I'll have to grab you a change of clothes in the morning. We'll be fine. We've both been through worse. Alright. I'm gonna go lie down now. Feel free to cuddle up next to me. I suppose I'll allow it.